captive. I want to set me free.
Welcome back to the Devil Radio Studios here, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Maybe you're checking the stream at devilradio927.com or Facebook Live. You can catch us there as well. I just mentioned the podcasts. Again, those are available this week's show. Again, replay tomorrow, same time, but also available by Monday right on devilradio927.com. Just check out the podcast. And if you missed anything, you can check it out that way, commercial free. Although we love our sponsors and our promotions for all the activities here at the station. That was music from Dana Perry. And we're going to bring her. We have the opportunity to talk to her now and welcome her to the Let's Get Local program. Dana, good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so Dana, you agreed to play at the Dane by Local Car Show in a couple weeks. We appreciate that. Tell people a little bit about your music and where your inspirations come and how you've kind of evolved as a musician.
Oh, you know, I pretty much... similar story as a lot of really active musicians. Kind of music's been a part of my whole life and singing my whole life. Been songwriting and playing guitar and playing shows for a little over 15 years. I've lived in Madison maybe about 8 years almost, and it's been tremendous. There's definitely room to grow for a songwriter, for sure. I've met a lot of really great people. We have a fantastic music community here, and I definitely feel like my music's been thriving since being in Madison, for sure. Put out 5 or 6 albums, some with other musicians, with bands of mine, some solo projects. I coach for Madison Girls Rock Camp. I'm a guitar instructor and band coach. And I run all things music at Cargo Coffee East. So, yeah, keeping quite busy.
it's incredible when you find a passion like that and you can kind of run with it and just continue to find more ways to, you know, do things yourself. But I love how you're sharing too. I mean, being involved in the camp, teaching people, what is that like? What's that experience been like for you to kind of teach people music and how to play instruments?
Well, you know, I've been very passionate about songwriting for a long time now, and I've you know, been able to watch myself kind of grow as a songwriter, and I can see the benefits of music in someone's life. And it's really just based off of wanting to share that passion. So with Girls Rock Camp in particular, you know, it's pretty cool. I've been coaching with them for 10 years now, and I've gotten to watch young girls, you know, really start to master their instrument and write songs, and some of them grow, but they put out albums and they start playing shows themselves, and it's really tremendous to watch. It's really fantastic to watch. And, you know, my colleagues, I've met so many great women in music in the scene, and it's just been so awesome. And that definitely evolves yourself as a songwriter, you know. So for sure, I can definitely hear the reflections in my own music. My own music tends to be kind of, you know, just about the journey, about the internal journey of being a person and just walking around being people. So it definitely makes for some good inspiration.
We're talking with Dana Perry, more at danaperrymusic.com, danaperrymusic.com for a whole bunch of information, some samples of her music, and find out a lot more about where you can find it and where you can purchase it and where you can support her as well. She does live shows and things like that. Dana, what are some of your favorite bands, some of your biggest inspirations as a musician?
Oh, man, that is a tough one. I have a pretty eclectic music taste. It would be wrong to not at least mention Ani DiFranco. She's been a huge inspiration of mine, for sure. If you're an Ani fan, you can definitely hear her inspiration in my own music, for sure. I'm a fan of any songwriters that are writing songs of substance, lyrics that are nutritious. I'm really driven by really flowing melodies and like really awesome upbeat grooves and just profound. The more profound the lyrics, the more that's going to get me, for sure. I've really grown to love some local songwriters. Kevin Mason's been on my radar for the last two, maybe 3 years or so. Hasn't been playing out longer than since maybe 2017. And oh man, his lyrics are just transformative, for sure. So it's really cool to get to see some really great local songwriters, for sure.
We're talking with Dana Perry. Again, more at danaperrymusic.com. You can find her and find more about her music. Dana is going to play at the Dane by Local Car Show, one of the events she's playing at. That's on Saturday, September 18th. Dana, you got an hour that day. What can we expect from you at the car show?
You know, that's a good question. I was thinking about that myself. What can I expect to play? And you know, sometimes, you know, do you want to go with crowd pleasing covers, or do you want to really take the opportunity to share some original songs? And honestly, I don't know. I have a feeling I'm probably going to end up sharing a lot of original songs. I've got a newer album I just put out this past June called Tunes on the Battlefield. Most of the songs, the bulk of which were written during the pandemic. And they've been really healing to play lately, and I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from them. So I'm sure I'm going to share some stuff from the new album for sure. And I've got a newer song or two that's not recorded yet that I'll probably share as well.
Dana, that sounds fantastic. We I think could use some of that. And the other musicians playing that day, Ben Hafeman and also Marza Hansen, are also have their own music, and I think they're going to play a mixture of covers and originals. So it'll be a great event. We have three live musicians that day, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, live music. We need it, for sure.
Dana Perry, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for being involved in the Dane by Local Car Show on September 18th. Where else can people find you before we let you go? Where else are you playing here before the year's end?
Well, I just played it up north. I'm hoping to see if I can't get myself over there once more. I absolutely love playing up north. I also do tend to play a lot of shows at Boss Meadery. I don't have one scheduled coming up. I'm going to see if I can't get one or two more there before the cold comes in and kicks us out from outdoor shows. Other than that, I'm just going to be hunkering down and writing songs and planning a tour for hopefully next spring. We'll see how it goes.
That's Dana Perry. Again, find her at danaperrymusic.com, danaperrymusic.com. Dana, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for being involved in the car show. And let's listen to one of your songs on the way out, okay?
Of course. Thanks for having me, man.
Skies wondering if the show's gonna happen at all. Well, there's nothing really in my way, nothing left to do but play. And there's not much going on for gigs these days. Said, is it raining outside or am I hearing things? Should I stop now? They said it's only